Back here on the second guest show, Mike D'Attilio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Hey, look, I'll cut right to the point. Tomorrow's roster cut down day. Every NFL team has to cut their roster down. And I see this as a big opportunity for the Saints to address some positions. I know you guys have talked about it. Obviously, offensive line, maybe running back. You know, with the Kendra Miller situation, we don't know when he's going to play or not play. Look, I'll say it again. Frank Gore Jr., there's a logjam up there, Mike and Bobby, with the Buffalo Bills. He had 8 rushes.
He ran over 100 yards, right?
He's having a great – he had a great preseason. The problem, Bobby, is – there's no room up there for him. And he's the type of guy I could see being out there on top of all the other talent that's going to drop down. It's like the game of Plinko there, Bobby, on Price is Right. There's going to be talent dropping down. I want to get y'all's take. What do y'all see us doing? Are there certain players? I mean, I guess it's hard to say now, but I look at this as a major opportunity because, look, we have a great defense. If Derek Carr gets hurt due to this offensive line, essentially the season's over. I know everybody's excited about Spencer Rattler and Hayner and this and that, but these guys are very inexperienced. And we have to keep Derek Carr upright. I think they're going to keep 3 quarterbacks active because of this offensive line. But what positions, especially, and I want to tie that into Kendra Miller. Do you guys see with him just, we don't know, he's going to, I guess, go to the IR or whatever. Does that mean we're going to be looking for a running back in this waiver wire? What do you see, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll take a look around. Because if you look at the running back position with Alvin Kamara, with
Jamal Williams,
and Taysom Hill, you got to throw him in the bunch here because he's going to see some touches as a runner fullback. And then I think the big question mark is, what do you do with Prentice at
the fullback?
Do you keep a legit fullback? Because with Taysom,
they might, Mike, because the Shanahan and Kubiak
always
and all that
measured on that.
You know, you look at the 32 teams, 5 or 6 teams utilize the fullback. No, the 49ers and the Saints. So, Mike, you almost need a fullback and a backup fullback because we're going to use Taysom
in a lot of different areas.
And with Adam, I think we got the right fullbacks. We Adam Prentice, and then you look Taysom Hill. To me, right now. I don't think Saints fans would argue with this, or they might, but Jamal Williams might not like this. But to me, Taysom Hill is the next best option after Alvin Kamara.
I'd agree. I agree with that.
How are you going to get him the ball? And you can use your imagination, Clint Kubiak and all that. But, I mean, we're not saving Taysom. Come on. When you're making, $10, $11 million, whatever it might be, Taysom might be beat up and he has to retire, but we're not like he still has something left in the tank and retire. No, we got to use him. You know, how many touches? 10, 11, 12 touches. Now, you get 65 plays a game. I mean, I would not, because he's averaged 5.5 yards a carry. I'm like, the Saints know that. I'm like Taysom Hill. No, you might get in a game, I'm not saying necessarily double, but 18 to 20. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Okay, and we talk about Kendra Miller. What are you going to do with Saul DeVere?
You just tell him he's on IR too? I don't
Bob,
know.
Bob, I mean, he's missed.
Who is the left guard?
Oh, it's Lucas Patrick. Lucas Patrick is your left guard. That's not really where you brought him in.
But then, Lucas Patrick.
Because he was going to be the swing guy or guard.
Yeah, he's a poor man's James Hurst. He has to do something in a Saints uniform to even, hold James Hurst's jock. I mean, that's all I look at. We want to count on him. But can we count on him? I don't know. We come back from California to Louisiana, and I thought, oh, no, they'll tell me he's hurt. But he had cramps. Come on. I know it's hot, but can't you hydrate to know you're coming back to Louisiana? I don't know. Lucas Patrick, I think
he's your start. If you start a game tomorrow, Lucas Patrick's starting at left guard.
Listen, all of a sudden, McCoy's the top banana and ain't even close.
Yeah, it's not close between him and Ruiz.
And we need Cesar Ruiz to be like 1 and 1A. We don't need Cesar Ruiz to take no step back. We need both McCoy and Cesar Ruiz that they're playing not at a starter level, but how about a Pro Bowl level? Because we spoiled, Houdat Nation, we spoiled Saints fans. We have had dominant offensive linemen, and that's what we expect. Trevor Penning could just be good. We don't need him to be like Pro Bowl. We just want Trevor Penning right now to be serviceable.
I'll take average.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Are you convinced he's a starting right tackle in this league?
No,
my answer
yet.
Is no.
No. Because
I'm not convinced of that.
Because they're going to set up game plans, whether it's Carolina or Dallas. Just watch the first month of the season, how they could design stunts to go against Trevor Penning. And how it's not good if you always have to help him. He's going to have to win sometimes. I think Trevor Penning has actually gotten better run blocking. But still pass blocking.
Man, he extends those arms. I don't know how in a regular season game referees are going to call that.
And who you blocking. You have to look at who you're trying to stop.
Even in this game against the Titans, if you watch his arm extension and all, it's all sort of questionable.
Yeah.
You know.
And who's the crew and what they call holding or not?
Well, Fuaga, I think in time,
he's going to be a really good player in this league. I'm not saying Fuaga's
really
going to be the next Teron Armstead, but I'm not worried about Fuaga. I think he'll be legit. I think worst case scenario, he might slowly progress like Cesar Ruiz, but I think he'll be more McCoy-like, that we can count on him. So we'll have a left tackle, we'll have the center and the right guard, but we can't have three out of the five. We got to have at least four, if not five out of five, if we could do something offensively.
Bobby, four out of five.
No, but I'm saying we got to get to that point because that's what we did over a dozen years. You look at the Saints' offensive line post-Katrina, what we did was unbelievable. The players we had and what they did in training. You know the one thing we've always had, and that's still the case, we've had some kick-ass centers. We've had, even when we had Jeff Fain, when Sean Payton first came here, he left and went to Tampa Bay. He was the highest paid center in the NFL. The only center that was serviceable and they were looking to replace him was Brian Delapuente from Cal. And you know why he worked out so good? He had Jari Evans and Carl Nix on the side of him.
And they had really brought in.
Right.
He sort of had played out his NFL career.
He was too old.
Yeah, he was
outstanding with the Bears, University of Washington.
Oh, he was a terrific player.
Max Unger comes in. Now, we've had centers. That center position has been solid. When you talk about, that's basically a couple of decades when you look at it almost.